call the Personnel Committee meeting to order. Present are Council President Hartley Nagel, Councilperson Sheldon Woods, Cartier, Street, Bell, Smiley, Tackett, Weiner, Diller, and I'm Janet Kilpatrick, Co-Chair of Personnel Committee, and with me is Anthony DeFerry, taking minutes. Can I get an approval?
Motion to approve the minutes on November 21st as distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We are going to now move into executive session for the discussion regarding personnel matters. And staying can be council to council.
Did you do the vote?
Pardon?
Did you vote to go into executive session?
Oh.
I seconded.
You seconded it? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed?
Sure.
Okay, we are out of executive session and no votes were taken within the executive session. So I have two...
Chair, may I just say for the record, the only matter discussed was that which was advertised.
Yes, the only matter discussed was the personnel matters, updating on personnel matters. Two other things, three things.
Why don't we wait till she comes back in?
Well, do you want to just talk about the interim? In the interim, or doesn't it?
No.
Okay, all right. We have to wait till the president comes back. Is allowed to come back in. Okay, so we talked a couple of weeks ago about a possible intern coming from one of the schools that would be interning with the council to council for class credits, and there has been an interview. If Mike wants to...
Yes.
About that a little bit.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So Council, as you will recall, two or three weeks ago, authorized having a law clerk assist Council, and it's for academic credit. It's something that I've done previously with the city, previously with the state, and so we, the clerk, Ms. Hill, and I interviewed the candidate yesterday. Mm-hmm. Very impressed by him. He's in the top 5% of the law school in his class. Very mature individual, probably 31, 32. He's in night division, which means he's in his third year of 4 years. The clerk and I will sit down tomorrow and make a final decision, but we were very impressed with the gentleman that came in. So we just wanted to provide an update on that.
All right.
Will there be a some sort of compensation?
No. Compensation? Well, no. The
I know sometimes interns.
Yeah. No. We that was
compensation,
part of the
not in the form of monetary compensation, if you will, but academic.
He gets credit.
Get credit for
he gets
okay.
credit.
Class
yeah.
credits.
No, understood.
Yep. And the point is, we would not have someone come in. And I've never done this to have them come in and do menial or paralegal type work. They do substantive work, and my role has always been to mentor them. I've worked with a number of clerks, still friends with a number of them who are now members of the Delaware Park.
Mr. Sheldon.
Will they get a parking pass and that kind of compensation so they don't have to pay to park underneath?
They haven't done that in the past.
Okay. Yeah, I think they should. I mean, that's something I've always done with the city. So as a matter of parking, I think that would be my recommendation.
Yeah, no,
I just want
to make sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We should have two available.
We have two passes available.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah, they should have to also pay, you know, they're going to be providing a service to the council.
Right.
So it's...
I just want to make sure, because yeah. then the guy gets a bill.
Exactly, right.
right.
It's not cheap, especially in Los Angeles. It's $160 or so per month to park here. So.
Well, I mean, if you're getting no compensation, yeah, that would be
correct. Right.
Okay, so number two, the process of time cards. It has been brought to our attention that... The obviously, as you know from your aides, every supervisor has to sign off on the time card in order for your aides to get paid. So we have five people that do not work directly for a council person, and traditionally the president had been signing off on those in previous presidents. They had been signing off as the supervisor for those people that are not aides, and Council President Karen Hartley-Nagel, I have been told, was not signing those cards. So we, at that point, had said somebody needs to sign their time cards in order for them to get paid and for it to be sent over to Finance Department. So at this point, we have asked Councilman Hollins, as the pro tem, to sign as the supervisor for the finance director, the clerk, the deputy clerk, and council to council, and the receptionist, and he will sign off on other general signatures that are needed to go through the payroll process. Mr. Smiley.
We'll replace finance with policy.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Policy director.
Oh, I'm sorry, policy director. Oh, it must have auto-corrected when I typed
probably
it.
Probably did.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel.
Yes, you had just stated that I wasn't signing them.
Mm-hmm.
I was signing them. So, I mean, I'm okay with not signing them, but...
But I think you were signing the...
I was signing what I was asked to sign, the only thing that I was asked to sign. So if...
Well,
if
you
there was something else, it wasn't presented to me.
Well,
nor was I told about it.
It was my understanding, what I've been told, is that when you were asked to sign the time cards for some of the five people that I mentioned, that you had said you weren't here all of the time to verify that they were actually here and working that amount of time, so you did not want to sign them. But you do sign off on the payroll process, the end of the payroll process, before it goes over to finance. So that was my understanding.
Well, you were informed wrong. That was not what happened. I didn't say I wouldn't sign anything. I did question, how do we make sure that the employees are here when they say? Am I responsible for if it's incorrect? And when I came in, the first week I came in, as my predecessor, I had asked Betsy Gardner
mm-hmm.
to take over, or to continue supervising the employees as she had been doing. So the not signing the time cards did not come up, you know, that I wasn't to sign them. I just wasn't presented them. I assumed she was signing them.
Mr. Smiley.
I just make it clean. I'll make a motion that in keeping with the wishes of a majority of council previously, that Council Pro Tempore Hollins be responsible for signing off on all staff payroll issues.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. All right,
we'll
next.
Fix your bio.
Next issue. We discussed at other meetings our application process, that we require a resume, and a resume is something that where a candidate puts forth their best foot, what fits into the job description they're going to enhance in a resume. We do not have an application process. Is this something that council would like to put into the process of hiring or not put in? Because the council to council and the clerk have been, and the deputy clerk have looked at this, have looked at other areas and how they hire. I've done a little bit of research on this and understand that, you know, not everybody requires an application, but before they go any further in trying to proceed with putting together an application, I felt that this council needed to know that it was a question and they needed to vote on it and the majority rules.
And to speak to that point, one of the things that we've spoken about in the past is having a robust HR process, if you will. And the minimum of that, frankly, best practices is to have an application. At a minimum, you understand the person's information. On a more complex level, you get into legal issues like Americans with Disability Act, which is typical in applications today. You want to understand, are there some special reasonable accommodations you can make for someone, whether they are legally blind and need to have some type of screen so they can magnify the computer screen, to some other disability. That's the purpose of an application in its base.
Mr. Smiley.
Okay. How deep do we end up getting, for instance, we need to hire a council member, hire an agent.
Mm-hmm.
So word gets out. So they get 10 resumes. And I have an idea already who they're going to hire because it's somebody they know they work, whatever. But they get 10 resumes. we do this and implement it as part of the process. Is that council member then required to give everyone who submitted a resume an application and review it in order to avoid being accused of something?
I don't see a change in the process, quite frankly. Whatever, if you, I don't.
But it is a change because we don't do the application now.
No, I don't see it as a substantive change, if you will. I see the application process as one of providing background information and also informing on issues like the Americans with Disability Act, which is something we don't currently do and is something we should be doing, because otherwise we do set ourselves up for problems with that. It is something that there's a good reason why employers have it at its minimum an application process, and it is to, it's for record keeping and also to inform the employer of the person they're hiring. So again, something, for example, with the Americans with Disability Act, having reasonable accommodations, and that is things from, again, from someone having a disability, like legal blindness to having an inability to get around, and making reasonable accommodations for them in that regard.
So it's up to you. If you want to think about it, and we'll readdress it again. If you think that you want one, we can have one put together and
I was going to say what may make sense instead of kind of talking about the topic itself is we could send to you the draft that we have, and then you can kind of vet through it more I guess closely so you understand what a possible consideration would be.
At this point, I'm okay with status quo. Making so many different changes because of an incident seems to me that's driven from that. I think we can create more challenges for ourselves by doing it as opposed to how we've been going. I mean, people work here at the pleasure of the person that goes out to get them. And if I have 15 people to choose from, that could be problematic as well. Some claiming that I play favoritism or whatever. I don't know. I would have to think long and hard on this one.
To be clear on that point, it's not. It is just as a matter of practice. It's not driven. I understand. I appreciate your points. First, it's not driven by anything other than, frankly, best practices in human resource law. But it's not driven by any other reason than that. But I do appreciate your point of view.
All right. So how about this? How about if what they put together as an application we send out to everybody, you look at it, and we will then at another meeting, not necessarily personnel committee, but put it on an agenda of some committee under other within the next couple of weeks and vote on it. Are we good with that? Do you want to make a comment?
I just want to make a comment. You know, the same problem I had that Mr. Hollins is going to have, and we still are not having anybody help be accountable for who's coming and going, for those employees that are not under a council person. So shouldn't it be the clerk of council who is here? Unless Mr. Hollins is going to be here all the time, and being able to see who's coming and going, you still have the same problem I have. How can you say that they were here?
Are we back to the time cards?
You have video cameras.
Well, you also have a log out front. They sign in when they come in, they sign out when they leave.
Right.
So,
Mr. Smiley.
And I'm just going to say, this goes to something that I questioned and laughed off. No different than you turn in your mileage, that's supposed to be signed, that gets turned over. Nobody's out there riding with you. You go out of town, you turn in your expenses, nobody's with you babysitting. So there's a certain amount of trust that goes in to working for the government and having it. Because, I mean, I couldn't see why Paul Clark had needed to sign for my mileage, because he sure wasn't riding with me and documenting where I went.
I mean, part of my concern is, well, it's not a concern. My thought is that if we hire somebody, if we don't trust them enough to say that they came to work when they did, none of us as council people are here every day to know that our aides didn't go out for lunch for an extra half hour or go for coffee in the morning or whatever it is. But these are professional people. We're putting them in professional positions, and I just don't see that. I've never thought that we needed to watch them every second. If I felt like I hired an aide that I had to watch every second, I shouldn't have been hiring him or her.
I agree.
Okay.
So, back to the application. We will send out a draft kind of application, look at it, we'll put it on another agenda, and we'll take a vote whether the body feels like they should implement that or not. Good?
Good.
Anything else under? Anything else under other?
I just think you might want to add to a future agenda, maybe for another discussion, and maybe we could do that for a few hours too, but electronic access. Do away with that punch-in thing, electronic access.
Yeah.
You come in and out with it, that's how it's used.
Thank you. Anything else under other? Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for your time.